24. A dark-haired woman with owlish glasses and a white coat leaned into the lobby.
Leland Erickson?
Mike straightened up.
Yeah?
Phoebe Forrester.
She held out her hand. Dr. Forrester? He repeated with a faint smile.
Believe me,
she said as they shook hands.
I heard it all through med school.
She studied his face for a moment, then gestured him through the door and into a white hallway.
I've been expecting you. Someone from the Defense Department called, said you'd be stopping by.
He bit back a yawn.
I hope it's not too inconvenient.
It's not a busy day and it's breaking the routine. Are you okay?
Sorry, late night dealing with a drunk friend.
Ah, you were one of the ones who found the body, right?
It wasn't a body then.
Right. Sorry.
She stopped by a wide door.
How do you want to do this?
To be honest, it's my first autopsy. What do you recommend?
Do you want to see the body or just hear the results?
I know which one I want, he said, but I think I need to see the body.
Forrester gestured him to the next door.
He's cleaned up. It won't be that bad.
She pushed open the door.
Did you know him?
Kind of. We'd hung out a couple of times.
Just remember to breathe. Speak up if you need a minute.
The cold smell of polished metal and chemicals hit his nose. He'd seen morgues on television, but he still paused for a moment in front of the wall of steel doors. Phoebe walked to the far corner and double-checked a clipboard.
This was an odd one.
Odd how?
Better to show you.
She pulled a pair of latex gloves from a box.
You want a pair?
Hopefully I won't need them.
She held the box for another moment. He tugged out a pair of gloves and held them in his hand. She snapped hers on.
What's your field of specialty your people didn't say?
Early American literature.
Sorry?
It's a joke, he said. Don't worry about me. Feel free to be clinical. I'll ask if I don't understand something.
Okay.
She yanked on the handle and slid the body out. There was no sheet. Both of Bob's eyes were cold and white now. His yellow skin had faded to a pale, waxy color. A large Y of stitches stretched out across his chest. The ragged wound in his side had been cleaned. He'd been a big believer in manscaping.
My official ruling, said Forrester, going off the scalp wounds, is that the underlying cause of death is sharp force trauma, accidental. That's what's going to be on the death certificate.
But you're saying it like that because...
Because there's a lot wrong with this guy. But trying to pin down all the contributing factors for the chain might take a few weeks, maybe even months. There's the obvious stuff,
she said, pointing at the wound below the ribs.
He's got a nice gash on the back of his skull, too. Between them, they account for the blood loss. Less than 3 pints in him when he got here. I'd guess 1, maybe 1.5 pints of what he lost ended up on his clothes, but they still need to be tested.
Damn it, said Mike.
What?
His clothes were already bloody.
I'm sorry?
It can wait.
He nodded at the body's wound.
Do you know what that is?
It's a puncture wound,
she said.
I'd be tempted to say it's ballistic trauma, a gunshot wound, because it goes straight through the soft tissue, but it's too clean to be point blank. This,
she shrugged.
Maybe a very fast stab or thrust of some kind?
He gestured at the malformed body.
So you think all of this might have contributed to his death?
Forrester shrugged.
Maybe. I don't think he would have lived much longer, even if he hadn't bled out. 3 or 4 months, tops.
Why?
He had cancer.
What kind?
Lots of kinds.
She waved a hand across his body.
His skin's like that because of pancreatic cancer. In some cases, it causes painless jaundice. I heard about a patient this bad once when I was a resident. Somebody with skin like the Simpsons, but I've never seen it before.
And you're sure it's cancer?
She nodded and gestured at the Y incision.
His pancreas was just a mess of tumors, same with his liver, lungs, colon, and prostate. A few small ones in his brain, too. Spleen and bone marrow show signs of leukemia. Except for the pancreas, none of it's that advanced, but I don't think he was getting treatment for any of it. No sign of chemo in his system, but...
He looked at Forrester.
But what?
Nothing.
I need to know anything you found. Forrester tapped her fingers against each other.
There's not going to be any trouble about this, is there?
What do you mean, trouble?
I'm not going to get black-bagged for figuring out too much, am I?
Mike blinked three times. What?
You know, black sack over the head, whisked away in an unmarked van, never seen again.
You watch a lot of television, don't you?
She
shrugged.
This whole thing is a little weird, and then the DOD calls, and then you show up.
You're safe, Mike said, honest. Believe me, if I could get somebody black-bagged, there are four or five people who'd be on the list ahead of you. She exhaled and her shoulders relaxed. So what'd you find? What's so weird?
Forrester gestured at the scarred hand.
See that?
Yeah.
That's a burn.
She pointed at another scar near the elbow.
So is that. I'd guess maybe a year or so old. You can tell by the way they flatten out against the skin.
Okay.
This guy has a couple of old burns and a lot of cancer. One thing causes both of these.
Mike felt his brows go up.
Radiation?
He looked at the body.
Those are radiation burns?
No such thing. Burns are burns. If you don't know the cause, you can't always pin it down from the wound itself, despite what you may have seen on television.
She shot a quick smirk at him.
Combined with all the cancer, though, I'd be willing to bet a few bucks on it.
How many?
Her mouth twitched side to side.
Maybe 50.
That sounds like a pretty confident bet.
I'd go higher, but there's a bit of a conflict. Burns mean intense radioactive exposure for a very brief time, but cancer's a result of long-term low-level exposure.
How long-term?
It's not really something you can work backward to figure it out. It usually takes years for radiation cancers to manifest, but there are cases where it's taken a lot less. My assumption was it was tied to everything else.
He looked at Bob, at the body, again.
Everything else?
Well, look at him. He's had the shit beat out of him a couple times over the past few months.
No, said Mike. That's all pretty recent.
Forrester bit her lip. She shook her head.
This is all old damage.
It can't be.
She ran a finger along the body's bubbly jawline.
See this? That's scar tissue, old scar tissue. Again, I'd guess a year at the most.
He crouched and peered at the line of pale ripples in the skin.
You're sure?
Yeah, and it's a mess. Looks like half his face was ripped off and he didn't get any stitches. I don't even think it was taped. I'd say he just held it in place for a couple of hours until the blood clotted and it all healed up by secondary intention.
Mike frowned. She pointed at his arm.
Same with this. That twist? That's a broken humerus that wasn't set. Well, wasn't set right anyway. Probably hurt like hell all the time.
Broken when?
A little over a year. Again, all consistent.
Mike crossed his arms.
Something wrong?
Very wrong.
How old's the puncture wound?
I'd say an hour before death.
He frowned again.
Are you sure?
Yeah. There was a lot of tissue damage, but it didn't hit any major arteries, so that's consistent with blood loss. A few inches higher, closer to the armpit, that'd be a different story.
Is there anything else you can tell me?
Two more things. They almost seem minor compared to everything else.
Shoot.
Secondary symptom,
she said.
Most likely a contributing factor to his death is dehydration.
Dehydration?
Forrester nodded and touched the body's face.
Look here, how chapped his lips are. Also notice the nostrils and the skin around the tear ducts. It was really obvious once I checked the vitreous fluid from his eyes.
She tapped Bob's chest.
I'd say he's been getting, at best, just under half a gallon of liquids a day for 2 or 3 weeks.
Not possible. He was a caffeine addict. He was always drinking something. Coffee, soda, energy drinks.
I never met the guy. I can only tell you what I found on the autopsy.
Mike rubbed his temples. The ants were swarming on both sides of his brain. They wanted out. He was tempted to let them go.
What was the other thing?
I checked stomach contents. It's a standard thing. He has had some raw meat, dirt, and just over 3 ounces of grass.
He swallowed his stash?
She shook her head.
Not pot. Actual grass, like from a lawn. a lawn that was in pretty crappy condition because the grass is long and mostly dead. And the meat...
What about it?
We probably won't know for sure until next week, but it had fur on it.
She tapped her fingers against each other again.
My daughter has 3 pet rats. It looked like rat fur.
A few ants got out. They carried hypotheses and ideas and wild guesses. He looked Forrester in the face.
Are you sure it's him?
She looked at the body. A few moments passed. Mike studied her expression.
You saw his driver's license?
She nodded and cocked her head at a pair of file cabinets.
His personal effects are in there. They haven't been processed yet. He had an old gym ID, too.
So, he said, what do you think?
I half figured you were here to claim the body and tell me there was some kind of mix-up, that this guy had been living in a cave outside Fukushima for the past 10 years.
Or black bag you.
Maybe.
Do you think it's a mix-up? Forrester shrugged.
Hair and eye color are right, even though his IDs don't show the bad eye or the scarring. Height's correct. Blood type matches. We could try dental, but he's got 7 teeth missing and 2 broken, which also doesn't match either photo. I don't see any fillings, so we'd just be hoping for a lucky match. There were 4 positive identifications. You were one of them.
DNA testing?
Again, not a television crime lab.
Could you do it?
I'd need a sample to run it against.
I think I can get one for you. He had physicals pretty much every month or so. There should be some blood sample somewhere.
It'll probably take a week or two, maybe even a month.
I'll see if there's anything I can do to rush it a bit.
Good luck with that, she said. You're only the government.
Can I ask you another question?
That's why you're here.
How old would you say he is? One side of her mouth pulled up.
I had the same thought when I was thinking this might be mistaken identity, but he checks out. There's some malnutrition, but the curve of his spine, his joints, they're all just what they should be for someone his age and in his condition.
One other question.
Okay.
Mike frowned at the corpse. You didn't find a baseball somewhere in him, did you?